Welcome to the Late Breaks Hot Takes American F1 Podcast, bringing you post-race analysis, predictions, sports betting, and often outrageous hot takes. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at F1 Hot Takes Pod. Now, onto the show.
All right, we're back with another week with no race to review. Unfortunately, we've got, another 2 weeks of suffering, a little under 2 weeks of suffering with no F1 on the calendar.
Well, this is the last weekend without a race.
Last weekend. Next, so
next weekend we have a race.
Do we?
I think so.
No.
Next weekend there's no race. And then the week after that we have
a race. First Research Podcast, right?
The next session of F1 is August 26th. FP1.
It's the last week where we don't have a race to talk about.
It's the last week where we don't have a race to talk about. Exactly. And we can all stop suffering through the summer break. No real update on the driver's market from last week. I know the driver's market was kind of set on fire a little bit from Alonso, and we covered that, I think, about as in-depth as we could. Again, pending no research. We covered it a lot last week, so I don't think there's a whole lot else to talk about. It looks like Zoe hasn't quite re-signed yet, I think was really the only little piece of news that came out of that. But I'd be shocked if he doesn't re-sign it at Alfa Romeo.
Yeah, same here.
But other than that, a little bit of a quiet news week for Formula One. I think that the most exciting piece of news coming out is that Kimi Raikkonen is going to be in a NASCAR this weekend. It'll be the first NASCAR race I've probably watched in a while. He's going to be racing at Watkins Glen, which is a road course. NASCAR and a road course. I saw some practice from him. He was up at VIR, which is right around the corner from two of us here. I wish they had publicized it, because I would have wanted to go out there and watch. That would have been kind of cool. But he was setting some it looks like pretty blistering laps around a really snaky, curvy road course in the mountains of Virginia. So it looked like he was having a blast. It'll be a fun one to watch. I don't really like NASCAR very much, but having Kimi in a car, it'll fill the void. So,
yeah. I probably won't watch. I'll check the stats, though, after the race.
Yeah, I'll watch it. And if anything cool is happening, I'll text you.
All right, that works. It's like, I watch a lot of racing, but NASCAR is where I kind of draw the line.
Yes. Take one for the team, Cole.
Yeah, it's pretty boring. But this has got a cool story, and it's on a cool track. So typically, NASCAR on road courses is just an absolute wreck fest. So the first couple laps, at least, are entertaining to watch. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, pretty quiet news week out of F1. Not a whole lot to talk about there. So we thought we'd do a couple things fun. So we want to talk about some of our favorite drivers, some of our least favorite drivers, our favorite teams, our least favorite teams. And then we want to talk about what we would do if we were the president of the FIA Formula One for a day. What rules would we put in? What things would we chase? Who would we ban? Everything's fair game. We're dictators. Not really president. Everything. We're dictators.
So remember that when I start going, everything is fair game.
Everything is fair game.
It doesn't mean we can't strike in protest.
You can do whatever you like, okay?
But he's the dictator. Right.
I can do whatever I want.
Nothing's off the table. We might have some serious ones. We might have some... No, let me take that back. We will have... a lot that are not so serious, and we might have some serious ones. I don't know. We didn't prepare show notes for this. So
we haven't shared anything serious and 100% fact. I just want to state that for the record to start the show.
Oh, geez. All right.
Well, let's get started. Let's start on something easy. I think our listeners will probably know by now who most of our favorite drivers are, but we thought we'd switch it up a little bit. Everyone's going to go around the table, talk about who their favorite driver is, say some good things about them, but then say something bad about their favorite driver. We always get so defensive on this podcast of the drivers that we like. So figured we'd flip the tables a little bit this time. So who wants to go first?
Jesus. I'll go.
Go ahead.
Again, I think I...
Maybe I love Lando Norris.
Sorry. I cheated a little bit. But despite Zeno's critiques, Lando Norris is not my favorite driver.
What?
Oh, he's maybe my second favorite driver. Max Verstappen is my favorite driver. The reason why he's my favorite driver is because he's a sociopath and a certified killer. Nothing bothers him. He does whatever it takes to win. He'll crash you if he needs to. He stuck it to Lewis Hamilton straight up. No fear. Just there's something about it. Kills me. Eric, you said this Zeno last year. He's Senna reincarnate. I don't think there's any debating. He's fantastic. He's so much fun to watch. He called Ocon a pussy in a press conference. It's just after saying, I mean, that might be one of my favorite moments ever. He's like, I don't really have much to say about it, except he was being a pussy.
It's great. It's great.
I just laugh every time that I hear about it. Okay. The one thing I don't like about Max is he's dating a middle-aged mom. That's another driver's sloppy seconds.
Who has a kid? Yeah.
Yeah. You're the best driver in Formula One. Rich as shit, living in Monaco. Go get someone your own age. But
and it's not even like it's the torpedo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's a Gucci looking dude?
Yeah, which makes you question her standards. I mean, she's totally like, I'm a driver's wife, right?
Absolutely.
Like went from Ricky Bobby to Cal Naughton Jr. Type deal.
Yeah. Right? Oh, 100%.
Yeah. So, like, doesn't matter what you look like. I get it. But again, that also kind of plays into the sociopath is like, he took the dude's seat and then took the dude's girlfriend.
And then he took the dude's kid.
And his daughter. Yeah. Yeah. Like, from everything I could tell, he's more of a dad than Kvyat is. So,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's like he watched Max, Ricky Bobby yeah. when he was growing up, and he was just like, I'm going to be, that's me. I'm going to take a wife. I'm going to take the kids.
He's like living in his house. He's living in his house. Hey, calling him up. How does this remote work?
That's one of the best scenes.
Hey, why am I talking to you? I hate you.
I hate you. I hope you die.
All right, well, I'll talk to you later.
All right, man. I'll talk later.
Yeah, so that's mine.
Yeah.
Favorite driver, Max Verstappen.
All right. I'll go next. I'm going to go with Fernando Ooh. Alonso. I've got a couple favorite drivers. I think he's the best when it comes to racecraft that's on the track right now. As far as knowing what he needs to do, when he needs to do it. He's up there with Max. Well, I would actually say he's better than Max. He's just not as good of a car. I love everything about him. He does his I don't give a fuck attitude. I think it's awesome. I like him even more. The fact that Alpine didn't find out about his recent contract move until the press released it, and he did it while he was on a boat in the Mediterranean, shirtless.
I don't even think that's true. I think that he told Otmar that I'm going on a boat, but I think he was just hanging around. I think he just turned his phone off.
No, have you not seen his Instagram photos, dude? He's definitely on an island somewhere.
Is he?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was chilling.
Dude, it's Fernando. He's magic.
I thought they like saw him rolling around like Spain, but anyway. All right.
Yeah, I don't think he was like on a month long yachting outing, but he was on a boat.
Do you ever forget?
The dude's got an awesome attitude. I love. He just doesn't give a fuck. So yeah, I really like that about him. But with that being said, I don't think he should be in F1 still.
Ooh,
favorite driver.
There you go.
But I think he
completely disagrees. Should
probably step aside. Now, being at Aston Martin, I think is an okay place for him. I feel that way less about him being at Aston Martin than I did at Alpine. But if he were to have prevented Piastri from getting a seat in F1, I would have been pretty frustrated at that, because Alpine is not going to be in a position to win a world championship or next year by the time Fernando's, you know, 50, maybe. I don't know. But I think his glory days in F1 are over. I like the fact that he's at Aston Martin because Aston Martin's never going to be good while Lawrence Stroll's in charge. Never going to be good while that second seat is guaranteed to his son. So I think it's okay. The first driver position at Aston Martin is you know, Lance Stroll. So I'm okay with that because like they're a team, they're there, they show up, they do things. Sometimes they cause controversy, but in reality, they're just a fancy Instagram ad for their car brand that doesn't really matter in the race. So, but it is what it is. Favorite driver, but I think his time in F1's done.
I completely disagree with you. You just said so yourself, he's just as good as Max, if not better. And Formula One should be the best drivers in the world competing. And he is one of the best drivers, if not like in the right car. He is probably the best driver on the grid. He could be. You can make a case for that. So sure. I don't give a shit how old he is. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Like, so, but I guess that's part of where I was.
And Oscar Piastri hasn't done shit. Yeah. He's won F2 and F3, but that doesn't mean anything. I mean, Risky Poo over there loves to hate on Mick. Mick was an F2 champion. Doesn't mean shit. So,
yeah, no, that's a good point. I guess where I don't think he's ever going to make his way back to a top team. And so I look at some of these lower teams as like, at some point, you got to make way for the new folks and the younger kids to come in to keep the sport entertaining. So I do agree. There are drivers in F1 that I would rather see leave F1 before Fernando, but at the same time, I want to see Fernando back in IndyCar. I think I want to see him back at Le Mans. He's likely not going to be at Le Mans now that he left Alpine. He's not going to get that hypercar seat. I want to see him get the Triple Crown.
Yeah,
he needs the Indy 500 to do it. Yeah. Yep. I'd like to see him focus on that, and he's not going to be able to do that while he's in F1 because he's got the talent. So
I am kind of with you. I don't think that he's one of the guys that stuck around too long.
No,
I do not like really how he left and then came back. Cause it seems, you know, when he says like, I'm coming back, they're going to find a seat for him that probably going to come to somebody else, but he still got it for sure. So I don't mind it too much. But I do agree with your general sentiment that these old guys need to make way for young talent.
Who from F2 needs to come up?
Doesn't have to that's be from not F2. Already up.
Then from where?
Yeah, well, it could be from other series. Like I'd like to see Alex Palou in Formula One. I mean, I know Fernando's not holding up a seat from Alex Palou, but
you know who's holding up all those drivers? It's McLaren. So you can blame your favorite team there. So.
Hey, whoa, we haven't even gotten to that section yet, and they're not my favorite team.
I'm talking. Well, it's one of your. If
we weren't supposed to prepare favorite team, were we?
What did you just go from the cuff?
Yeah, I thought
we were supposed to do least favorite team.
No, do both.
I prepared the least favorite team. All right. Anyway,
is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
I have one more thing to add. Why I like Fernando? Because
his magic.
Well, when COVID started, he moved back to Spain to repatriate his money, which I kind of appreciate his patriotism, but also not that I love the fact that, you know, he's like willingly paying taxes. I think that's kind of stupid, but the fact that he has enough money to impact the bottom line of a national government is kind of sick.
Yeah. That is like, pretty sick.
Like he's like, all right, you guys need whatever $40 million I'm going to pay in taxes this year. So I'm moving back. I think that's kind of sick.
Yeah, it's definitely a big
baller move.
It's a baller move. Right. Yeah.
Right.
He needs a statue somewhere.
Or you got Shakira and Lionel Messi like ditching taxes. He's like, all right, I'm gonna go in. Anyway.
Yeah. All right, Zana, favorite driver.
This one's gonna come to a shock to both of you. My favorite driver is Charles Leclerc.
What?
I know, it came out of nowhere.
Who would have thought?
Okay.
What I don't like about him first is that he is stupid, as he admits himself. He makes mistakes every now and again where he gets too
Would you say he crumbles under pressure?
No, no. He tries to do too much sometimes, you know, where you're like in the zone so much and you're trying to like do everything when you sometimes you take a step back. And it doesn't happen a lot, but it happens. I mean, so that's the one thing I don't like about him. But I think it's just one of those learning curves personally to where I'm hoping the second half of the year he doesn't do it anymore, but I don't know. That's the one thing I don't like about him is that he has tendencies to make mistakes sometimes when there's really no need to make a mistake. You know, it's not in a pressure situation. He's just trying to do too much. Like yeah. when he spun out, what race was it this year? was it Imola?
Yeah.
Imola was right in second and he's trying to catch back when he had no chance and he spins out and ends up coming in six. Like that's stupid. So
yeah, I agree.
But yeah. Anyway, what I like about him is that he's got a fucking, it's the same thing. You know, he just goes for it, you know, and he doesn't really give a fuck who he's racing either. I think he's got a lot of that fuck you attitude. He's just a nice guy. So people don't see it. He just doesn't come out of the car and be like, go fuck yourself. You know, people like him.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I think he races hard. I think he races fair. And I think he just doesn't give a fuck in the car, which I really appreciate. And he's a Ferrari driver. Duh.
Duh. You gotta like him. Yeah.
I like Charles.
That all makes sense. I really like Charles. I've been thinking, I knew you were going to, that was going to be your guy.
And well, I know yeah, obviously.
We've spent a lot of time talking shit about, I guess we've spent less time talking shit about Charles and more times talking shit about Ferrari on this podcast. But there's always been something about Charles that like grinds my gears a little bit. And I think I finally figured it. And it's really, it's not like a negative about him. It's more just like he's not selfish enough.
Like, yeah, that's
he needs to be yeah. more. He needs to be more selfish to be a world champion F1 driver. I think
that's what I'm saying. He's a he nice guy. That's,
yeah. And it's like that's a cool trait. It's probably helping him with the and you know pick up the ladies. But is he going to get him a world? He's got a smoking hot
girl. He's got a dime.
Yeah,
yeah, right. And
another plus.
Smoke top plus. Five. Top right. five on the grid, girlfriend.
Ooh, we should do that as a segment.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
I mean, I'm down, but
I might have to bed that week.
Posting a accompanying article.
He definitely he's a team player, which in this sport you need to be about yourself. And I think it's one of his. It's weird to say that's an issue, but yeah,
it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. I'm not. I think it's this year.
I think there's a good chance
him a world drivers championship. I think he's going to be pissed.
I think there's a good chance that we see a different Charles come out of summer break just because of how dejected he was from the last couple of races, you know, like he's been had like a month to stew in all of his anger and frustration. Yeah. And the world championship is all pretty much all but lost at this point. And I think it'd be cool if he comes out and just like, all right, bitches. Fuck you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
We'll see what happens. Yeah. But he's always like one of the most fun guys in any of the, you know, like the grill to grid.
Oh, yeah. He's got a great
He's like always one of the most fun and like seems happy to do interviews and stuff. So
I want to hang out with him.
I'd hang out with everybody but Lance Stroll.
Oh, really?
And maybe one other person.
Yeah.
who I'll save for later.
Well, all right. Anything else anybody wants to talk about with drivers? Any honorable mentions?
Honorable mentions.
Favorite drivers?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lando.
Lando.
He's under the radar quick, man. He's like, was just this like little kid. Nobody really thought about him last year. And then he's just smoking everybody.
Smoking who?
His teammate this year and last year.
Smoking everybody.
He's super quick in qualifying and seems to have a lot of fun. Has a lot of fun.
And he's a fucking dork.
Yeah.
He's a douchebag is what he is.
He's a total nerd. Yeah.
I love it. He's got a great personality. I know why all like the young fans like him so much because he's basically just a
He's a Twitch streamer who drives a race car.
Yeah, right.
They all Twitch, dude.
Not like Lando though.
No,
Lando has such bullshit.
Dude, Lando goes live from the pits every race. He streams himself playing like stupid fucking like.
So does Charles. So dumb does Albon. Games. So does George Russell. They all do.
Lando's main sponsor on his helmet is his own esports team.
That's just because he owns an esports team.
Yeah, he owns an esports team.
Yeah. No, Lando is definitely one of the more like prolific F1 streamers.
I think he was Max streams
a lot, but
he's not even the biggest gamer on the grid. Max just doesn't like people, so he doesn't stream.
Yeah, but that I'm not saying he's. We're Max talking about is, like.
I don't think Max does anything, but yeah,
Max is on fucking iRacing 24/7.
Yeah, but Lando's playing like dorky, like I don't even know what to describe him. Like
he's playing like Ice Road Truckers. Like,
yeah, so
like
Max does the same bullshit.
Yeah.
So anyway. I like Lando.
Yeah, Lando's a good one. But yeah, all right. Well, let's. So wait. Now there's some confusion. Did we prepare our least favorite team or our favorite team?
Let's do both.
Yeah, I think I can fly.
Let's do least because I mean I think we all know our favorite teams.
Yeah, that's true.
I thought we were doing least favorite team
because you're either Red Bull or McLaren. That's obvious risk. I'm obviously Ferrari and. Your Haas, I assume, Cole.
Yeah.
Or McLaren, yeah.
Yeah. So Haas. It's like, yeah, let's go with least favorite.
Let's go least favorite.
Can I go
team.
First?
Okay. Yeah, you can go first.
Fuck McLaren. I hate McLaren. They're pieces of shits. I hate him even more now. Zach Brown.
Tell us about Ron Dennis.
Dude, Ron Dennis is a lying piece of shit who stole shit from Ferrari. You guys should be pissed off because he's the one who fucked them because they were the best team out there. I mean, when it was them and Mercedes together, no one could beat them. They were amazing. Oh, yeah. And then they had to go fucking steal a bunch of shit from Ferrari, get caught. Meanwhile, also, they had Lewis and Fernando as their drivers, two of the best ever.
Ron Dennis is also the reason McLaren was ever relevant.
No, Mercedes was the reason that McLaren was ever relevant at that point.
No, neither Ron of those Dennis- folks are the reason McLaren was ever relevant. Bruce McLaren,
blah,
is
blah, blah,
why
blah,
McLaren's
blah,
relevant.
Blah.
Get out of here.
Bruce McLaren like invented the carbon fiber car.
Yeah.
He was the first one that was like, oh, here's this new technology. They went to some American freaking spaceship company and was like, hey, can you use your carbon fiber technology that you're not allowed to tell anybody about? In our race cars. And they're like, yeah, we think we can do that. And now everybody uses it. Revolutionary.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. I still hate them.
That's fine.
They have shitty drivers.
There's a reason he got fired. A big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a big Ron Dennis.
Did you just call Daniel Ricciardo shitty? I think he did on the record.
No, I'm talking about their fucking staple of drivers. So they all, every single one of them, first off,
they lie
to drivers. They lie. They're a fucking lie.
I don't think they're lying to anybody.
Yes, they do. Look at the interview with Pato O'Ward the other day.
Yeah, like, I think Zach Brown's probably.
They dangle this F1 seat in front of your face so you sign a long-term contract. Then what do? They sign fucking everyone with that. Oh, you want an F1 seat? Yeah, we can do that for you.
Yeah.
And they go and fucking do the whole Piastri bullshit.
I think Zach Brown's like shit in his pants because I guarantee you what happened is he made like a bunch of under the table deals thinking like two of them would work out. And then the stars aligned and all of them started working out for him. And he's just like, oh shit.
I don't think he gives a shit here. I don't think he cares. He just wants, for some stupid reason, he's got in his head that he just needs the best drivers on McLaren. And then the drivers will just be okay with whatever he decides. It's like, that'll work for maybe a year, for as long as their contracts are worth. And then they're going to say, go fuck yourself. And then no one's going to want to ever go to McLaren again. So he's stupid. He's shooting himself in the foot. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Why would you sign McLaren if you know you're going to be sent to Formula E? I mean, fuck that. Yeah. Or you had the potential because you don't sign for a team anymore. You sign for McLaren Racing, where the fuck it is now. It's stupid.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I hate what they're doing.
They were in debt and had to sell their goddamn site because they're so piss poor at managing.
That has nothing to do with making money.
That's why I don't like them.
They sold them selling their factory has absolutely nothing to do with them not having money.
Really? Go read all the interviews, and they're saying if we didn't do that, we wouldn't have had any money. We would have really
they would have been able to.
Zach Brown said it.
No, they would have been able to expand. They would not have been able to expand their infrastructure and their teams like they did without that. That's what he's referring to. He's not saying we'd go out of business. I've listened to all the radios. I've listened to his podcasts. I've read articles.
Not saying go out of business. There's rumors of them going out of business.
No,
like, this isn't coming out of nowhere, man.
Yes, it is. It's coming out of nowhere.
Yeah, all right, now you have to say something good about him.
I'm still going bad. Hold on. I'm not done yet.
It was one good and one bad.
Come on. They're shit. That's the bad thing, and I'm elaborating on the bad thing. They treat Daniel Ricciardo terribly.
Yes.
They have a shitty car. No one fucking likes to drive it, so they can't even make a fucking car. Everyone just sucks their dick for some stupid reason. I don't get it. Like, they're not good, and they should be. I don't know. I can't stand it. Their CEO acts like he's the team principal. So it's like, what the fuck is even going on in this stupid team? No one knows.
Okay.
Now say something nice.
Now take a deep nice breath thing and say something nice.
Is they had Senna, and that was pretty cool.
You gotta go back in the history books.
Yep. So that was it. That's my nice thing. Next.
Next. Risk, I'm going to let you go next.
Hang on. Let me get back to... All right. Mercedes is my least favorite team. Would you like to know why?
Yeah, of course.
I believe that's the task at hand.
That's the game? Okay. they're an extremely well-oiled machine. They just seems like they're always on top of things. Doesn't really
because of that.
No, this is why I like them. Oh. I started with the good, okay. They're Fortune 500. You know, everything works well.
Yeah,
that's good. I like that. Although it's less fun, I also kind of hate that because I like seeing the teams that like Ferrari. They're like, it's kind of a shit show sometimes.
Yeah.
Or Haas. What I don't like about Mercedes, why they're least favorite of my team, is there a bigger bunch of crybabies in the world than fucking Mercedes? They cry about everything. They break the rules and it's fine. And then they go and say, oh, Red Bull's doing this. That's bad. They're like fucking trust fund kids, right? Like, daddy took away the yacht and Red Bull's dad bought him a bigger boat. So now we need to try to like burn that boat down instead of buying a bigger boat because nobody's allowed to have anything nicer than they are. George and Lewis are crybabies. Toto's a crybaby. I don't know. That's all I have to say.
Can I say something about them? What I don't like?
Yes.
I don't like the fact that when they started their own team, they bought Braun, who had just won a fucking championship and basically had been riding that coattail ever since. Like, they didn't build it from the ground up. They took over a team that was already a well-oiled machine and made it just better and took a fucking fast shit engine. And that's how they've been so successful. People seem to forget that, but I don't like that because they act like they, I mean, don't get me wrong. They're good. They're smart, obviously, but they,
yeah, they haven't they fucked
build
it up
it from the ground up, you know, like they bought a team is what they did. They bought a successful team. I know it was a small team, and they won one championship.
Yeah, I mean, and it's hard to maintain the, I mean, what they did over what 7 years, 8 years in a row, constructors championship.
Yeah, but they right? bought like, they bought impressive. A team that knew that won, yeah, so sure. They know how to win, and then they just said, okay, we're going to take all of our money and infuse that, yeah. And then bam, like, what do you think's going to happen?
Oh yeah,
yeah, and also they're German.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Bad thing.
Okay.
Ooh, so
there's a couple.
How are you gonna feel? How are you gonna feel about Red Bull when Porsche comes along?
They are also German, in case you were wondering.
They're Austrian, it's different.
They're owned by Volkswagen.
Who's owned? Oh, you're talking Porsche.
Yeah.
Correct.
Oh, well, it's still it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
There's the Philip Risk I know and love.
Isn't Toto Wolff Austrian too?
Wasn't Mercedes making like fucking tanks? shit for the Nazis? I don't know.
They all were. BMW, Porsche, yeah. They all were. Yeah. Volkswagen. Right. Yeah,
well, they were that all. Idea.
All yeah, right. They were kicking ass for a while there. Good shit.
Rolled right through Poland to France.
Yep.
All right.
All right, Cole, your turn.
All right. I think my least favorite team is Alpine. I think they're an absolute waste of space on the grid. They're an engine manufacturer that has no customers. Total failure on that front. They had to rebrand and get away from the Renault name because Renault was synonymous with failure in Formula One. Their team principals have historically not known what the fuck they're doing. I'm not convinced Otmar is going to have any more luck there. It's ran by the government, essentially, of France. They're a waste of space. They're a national program that's got essentially unlimited money, unlimited talent. They want to be the Ferrari of France, but they will never build a fast car. It is what it is. Because the good thing about them, shit, that's going to be tough. They brought Fernando back.
I was going to say Fernando won his championships with them.
Yeah,
that's good. That was my.
Yeah, I guess that's good. I guess if I gotta look for something positive, it's really, really difficult for me to find anything positive to say about that team. I think they're I think France should be embarrassed to have them as what represents them in Formula One. More so than America should be embarrassed on Haas. More so than England should be embarrassed on about Williams' recent history. I think Alpine is a absolute utter failure.
Yeah, the difference between those two teams is that their kind of suckiness is the lack of resources.
Yeah,
and Alpine doesn't have that problem.
Alpine has arguably just as many resources as Ferrari, Mercedes, and Red Bull, maybe more. And they can't even find somebody that wants to buy their fucking engine. Like that's bad.
It's bad. They lied to Daniel Ricciardo about it.
Yeah,
they told him it was gonna be good, or it was better, and it wasn't. Yeah,
I mean it's better now.
Meh. They have 99 points. Now. They have 99 points.
And who are they above in the constructors' championship?
Yeah, McLaren. But McLaren's a customer team with 1/1000th the resources of Alpine. So.
Oh, that's bullshit. Not that. No.
Yeah.
Everybody has the same resources now, Cole. Budget.
Yeah.
Cap.
Whatever. Yeah, right. Because Alpine's not spreading out all that talent across all their hypercar programs and their other aerodynamic programs. And
right. McLaren, we just talked about all the drivers McLaren have. They also have all these other fucking programs. Where, I mean, come on.
Not at the same level as Alpine. Not even I think close. It's, McLaren doesn't have a hypercar program, which is the closest thing to Formula One. They're not going to. They can't afford it.
Oh, you mean they don't have any money?
No, I'm just saying it's not a good investment. You can't race like Ferrari, their hypercar program that they started developing like 2 years ago, announced this year and finally unveiled, isn't even going to be able to compete until 2026.
Yeah.
Like it's an 8-year cycle to develop one of those cars, and I don't think
McLaren can I say two things really quickly? One thing about Alpine, and I want to say before I say this, I also do not like Alpine, but to give them a little bit of credit, they did get Seb his 4 championships with that engine. So yeah, it sucks, but it was good at one point, relatively recent history.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, so was Williams.
I think the Renault engine was better more recently than Williams, but well, it was probably the same era actually, yeah. Right around then.
Doesn't that even say more about them, though? That, well, like, Renault was a team when Red Bull was winning championships, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So they had a customer team.
They had a customer team whooping them, rushing them on
track. Absolutely whooping them.
Yeah.
It's always,
like, how does that happen?
A customer team that makes fucking energy drinks, whooping them on track.
Yeah. Basically, like a marketing company.
Yeah.
Like, that's what Red Bull is.
But Red Bull bought BMW, right? So, and BMW always had amazing. Yeah,
they
chassis.
Bought Jaguar. They bought Jaguar.
Jaguar. Sorry,
yeah. Jaguar was horrendous. When
but they Red had Bull a good. But they had a good chassis, and that's why they. I mean, that's why it just made. Well, I mean, once Red Bull could put more money into it and really develop the chassis, that's. I mean, Red Bull's always been known for their chassis. Like that's what they do. They build amazing chassis. So I don't know. Shout anyway,
yeah. Adrian did they get Newey. Adrian Newey in that? Is that where Adrian came from?
I think so. Yeah, I don't know though. Don't quote me on that. No, because he came from Williams, didn't he?
I think there was a stop in between.
Was there?
He left Williams at one point. Adrian
Newey. I don't know, but my second comment that I wanted to say was another reason why I hate McLaren is that they try to be Ferrari and they're not. And they're just little bitches because they're trying to act like that they care more about racing than they do about anything else, but they don't.
Adrian Newey was at McLaren.
Okay.
Newey was at McLaren?
That's people funny. Make mistakes. Was that when was that?
97 to 2005.
Yeah, when they were good. Good with Mercedes. Yeah, correct. What a coincidence. But yeah, it annoys me how McLaren tries to act like they're Ferrari, but like the same concept, I would say, like the same general idea, but they're not. Just different. They do. Because think about it, they're very similar brands, right? It's a supercar brand, so to speak. But Ferrari only gives a fuck about racing. And so they've only ever cared about racing. McLaren likes to think that they want to put that vibe out, but that's not true. They care about selling cars, which is fine. That's what you want to do, but don't act like all you care about is racing when you don't.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
Yeah, so I was just doing some research because we're the most researched podcast.
We do our research live on air.
Yeah, pretty much. Preparations for the week. Preparations for people that don't know how to Google. But so Jaguar was around for basically four seasons. They had two podiums in four seasons and 49 points total. So they're.
I'm not saying. I didn't say they bought like.
No. I'm not. Yeah. I'm not. This isn't the counterpoint. This is just saying like Red Bull turned that team.
Yeah, absolutely.
Around.
Yeah.
Now it's a different engine. They had Ford Cosworth engines. What I didn't realize is that when Jaguar bought it, it was before Jaguar purchased it. It was Jackie Stewart's owned the team. Whatever it was, I think it was called Stewart Grand Prix. Yeah, Stewart Grand Prix Formula One team. And Ford bought it to promote their Jaguar brand. And I don't know if you guys have heard about this. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. But they fitted in 2004 to promote Ocean's 12. They put a diamond on the front of their nose cone on each one that was worth $250,000 for the Monaco race. The driver crashed it on lap one, and the diamond has been missing ever since. The diamond was never recovered from the crash.
I'm sure it wasn't. Yeah, I wonder where that went.
Yeah,
to the bottom of the bay or something, huh?
Yeah. Of my pocket. All the marshals there are on point, so I'm assuming one of them.
Dude, best marshals in the biz.
Best like, marshals in the biz.
Absolutely, the best marshals in the biz.
But yeah, so little bit of history thrown in there. We've gone through everybody's team, right?
We haven't gone through our hated driver.
We have to do our least favorite driver.
Oh, yeah, our least favorite driver. That one will be fun. I'll start off on this one, and I think it's going to come as no surprise because I made the announcement a couple weeks ago now. George Russell is now my least favorite driver in the grid.
Great
surpassing,
pick.
Good call.
I think surpassing
There's
Lance
three
Stroll.
Three choices, really.
Yeah, I think Lance Stroll might have been – well, Nikita Mazepin was last year. I think
you hated Mazepin.
Yeah. I didn't like him at all. He was a talentless hack that had no place on the grid. Actually, he was. I think he was more dangerous than he was bad. He was so bad that it was dangerous. Like Lance Stroll, as much as I don't like him, I can at least respect him because he's got some talent. He's not great. He probably shouldn't be in F1 still, but I think he deserved a shot at F1 along the way. It just helped that he had, you know, a big fat daddy's paycheck, but God, I can't stand George Russell. I liked him at Williams, but so the turnaround this year from being a driver that I was excited to see go take the fight to Lewis Hamilton has me wholeheartedly cheering for Lewis Hamilton against him to crush his hopes and dreams.
Yep.
He is a PR. I don't think he has had an original thought or an original saying since he joined that team. Well, actually, I'm going to say since he signed the contract with that team last year, and he just became a mouthpiece for Mercedes PR department. No personality. Seemingly the only thing that he does that's original is he posts shirtless pictures on Instagram for Alex Albon to fucking roast him, which is comical.
Love Albon now.
But yeah, I don't know. I've never been. I think my passionate dislike for George is born out of just disappointment because I was really excited to see what he was going to do. I thought he was going to be a cool driver to watch and somebody that I'd enjoy following. And he's let me down. He's just a whiny little bitch.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say something good about him because I'm per our pre-agreed upon rules. I'm
contractually required to.
He's got a killer six pack. Is that it?
That's what you went with, huh?
Yeah.
That's good. That's fair. That makes sense. All right, Rich, you're up.
I'd say he has good grammar.
Yeah, that's a good point. He's got good grammar. Yeah.
He's
he'll never be knighted. Pace. He'll never be knighted.
What does it take to get knighted? Do you think he'll at least get
OBE? Seven world championship?
Do you think he'll get OBE?
Yes.
Rory McIlroy has OBE.
Yeah, do they give that to everybody?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Like, you have to get at least one world championship, right?
No.
Nah, dude. The Brits just... No.
Nah, I'm pretty sure OBE is, like, one of those things. Like, you know, I get those Facebook ads every once in a while where it's like, buy 1 square foot of property in Ireland to become a lord of Ireland.
Scotland, you can be a lord.
I'm pretty sure that's OBE.
What's the award the U.S., like, the president gives out just, like, to his homies?
Presidential Medal of Freedom or whatever?
Yeah, same bullshit. Everybody's got one. If you even have, like, a name, doesn't mean shit. But she's like, look what I got.
Yeah.
Same bullshit with OBE. Just Brit's version.
Yeah. All right. He is not the next big thing. So.
All right, Riz, go ahead.
My least favorite driver is Esteban Ocon.
Great pick.
And I'll tell you why he's my least favorite driver. Because he's French, generally. And he's not even cool French.
No.
Like, Gasly is cool French.
Yeah.
Charles is basically French, but he's not really French, but he's cool. Ocon is, like, really nerdy. I don't think, has any friends. Nobody seems to like him.
His fire suit's too tight.
Huh?
His fire suit's too tight.
Yes.
Have you noticed that?
Yes.
It's fucking weird.
He's got like some weird, like, giggly rap, like, laugh, but he only laughs at things that aren't funny. He's not very good. He's like, I have a category where I call it like Giovinazzi good, where like, you kind of suck, but then you do just enough for people to still think there's a glimmer of hope, you know?
He won a race, which means there's always forever going to be a glimmer of hope.
Yeah, he won a race thanks to Fernando.
Yeah.
Like, putting on the defense of a lifetime against Lewis. Which, this all ties in together, because Fernando put on, like, one of the greatest defenses in a while against Lewis. And then Lewis complained about it, which goes back to the bitchiness of Mercedes and how they're crybabies and how they always say, oh, that's unsafe. That's unsafe. It's like, no, dude, you just haven't had to race anybody in 8 years.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Ocon. I just don't, there's no redeeming. He can't have any fans except for, like, if you're French and you had to pick a favorite driver, you wouldn't pick Ocon. You'd
pick Gasly. Yeah.
100% you pick Gasly.
You might pick Roman Grosjean before you pick Esteban Ocon.
Is Grosjean even French? I thought he was
Belgian. He's French.
Yeah, he's Swiss.
He's French.
He a Frenchman that was born in Switzerland, I believe.
But he drives the French flag, so.
Yeah, he drives the French flag.
Okay. Yeah, Grosjean sucks too. But current drivers, Ocon, my least favorite driver. what I like about
nice, before you say something nice about him, I want to, you mentioned how the only reason he has a race win is because Fernando. So Esteban was the one that I had on here originally. And then I was like, nah, I'm going to switch it over to George when we had our pre-podcast talk. Fernando got him a race win, hands down. And when it came time for him to return the favor, he couldn't even do it for one corner.
No. Yeah. He's like, tell Esteban to defend like a lion. And then, like, as they're relaying that message, Lewis is driving by him. And it's like, oh, sorry. No, he's not very good. He has a seat. I mean, he's like, you know, he's not bottom five, maybe even bottom seven. But I think he's definitely there because he's French in the French team. Lance, like, I don't think there's any.
Lance Stroll is better than Esteban Ocon.
Maybe. But I don't think, like, there's, I don't think there's another team on the grid that would, like, actively pursue Esteban Ocon if his contract was up.
No, I don't think so.
He's just, like, totally unlikable. So the only good thing I have to say about him is he kind of reminds me of Ratatouille. Remember that movie? Because I think he kind of like looks like a rat, and he's got the same like French little accent.
Yep. Oh, he reminds you of the rat from Ratatouille.
Yeah.
He reminds that's a good thing.
The rat like Ratatouille, and I like that movie. That was a fun movie. So.
He's gonna play that rat in Ratatouille too.
Yeah. But I can't think of anything else I like about Ocon.
Nope.
Zano. Do we have honorable mention? Oh, Zano, you haven't gone yet.
I haven't gone yet.
All right, tell us about Lando.
Well, I'm torn. But yes, my least favorite driver on the grid is Lando Norris.
I'm curious, before you get in, who were you?
Carlos Sainz is an honorable mention.
Okay.
Okay.
But no,
he wrote 2,000 words on Carlos Sainz.
I was like, exactly. I was like, I said enough about him. What to say about Lando? What have I not already said? He hasn't won shit. People act like he's fucking F2, F3 champion. He's not. He basically finishes the same as his teammate, but yet people think that he's so much better than fucking Ricardo. Okay, he got beat by Carlos Sainz, who's garbage. I think we all agree on that one. But
no, I don't agree. I don't agree. Okay. Continue on.
Yeah, but he gets beat by Carlos, who is not a number one driver on a number one team. I guess that's what I'll say. I'll be honest here. But and then on top of that, dude, he's just you talk about Lewis being whiny. Lando is just as whiny, if not worse, because he's got that stupid little voice too. It's like, and every time he gets on the radio, I just want to like claw my eyes out and my ears out. I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up.
All right, here's a question. Would you rather listen to his British accent or George's British accent?
Neither.
Because George's British accent pisses me off.
I told you there was three choices to pick out of this one, and they're all three the Brits. Like, you went French, that's fine. I respect that. But like, that's my picks. My three. Yeah. I mean, Lewis is whatever. Like, but yeah, I just can't stand him. Like, he's just so annoying. And he tries to be funny, and I don't think he's funny. This is Lando I'm speaking of. I don't think he's funny at all. Like, he's just annoying. He tries to make all this like British dry humor. And I watch a lot of British shit, and he's just a dick. That's what it comes down to. And it's just. Just the complaining and the whining and all that crap just drives me absolutely up a fucking wall. And the one nice thing I will say about him, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, is when he's behind Danny Ricciardo and he has DRS, he is faster than him. And I mean that.
That is the only nice thing I will say about the man. Everything you just said, well, not everything you just said. Your first point is like why I like Lando. He's a true underdog, man.
He's not an underdog.
He is an underdog.
He's overrated is what he is. People think he's going to be a world champion. Like, what has he done to show that? What has he done?
He came from nothing and consistently outpaces his teammate.
From nothing? What are you talking about?
How many championships did he win?
He's got the only reason he's in F1 British is F1. Because Zach Brown is like obsessed with finding a young driver because of Max. That is the only reason he is in F1.
And guess what? He's done damn good with the opportunity.
Has he though?
I think so.
Yes. Yes.
What do you define as damn good?
Podiums. Out-qualifying teammates.
Better than he's supposed
putting
to be.
The car where it shouldn't be.
So for 2 years he's done damn good, then 2 years he hasn't done damn good, according to your logic.
What?
He didn't do good versus Carlos.
They were That's like 2 years. 2 points apart.
Not the first year. He got destroyed the first year. And the second year he still beat him.
It was his first year in F1, though.
But podiums. Carlos had more podiums. He out-qualified him. And he had more points his second year.
Yeah, but I guess that's where I disagree. I think Carlos is a really good driver. So just because Lando loses to Carlos doesn't, but that's the difference, right? Like I rate Carlos as a very good driver. So in the second season in F1, only following a couple points behind a season at that point, Carlos was a fairly seasoned F1 driver. And when you talk about tenure in F1, I mean, he had 4 seasons under his belt, or 5 seasons under his belt, or something like that.
At that point, he should have been kicked out of F1 the way he was driving. He was trash.
Who?
Carlos. He was trash. Did you not read my article?
I skimmed it, to be honest.
I opened it up and then I realized how many typos were in it. And hey, I couldn't even read it. I had to just edit it.
All right, so you want to hang on Daniel Ricciardo. Daniel Ricciardo smoked Carlos Sainz. And then Carlos Sainz had to run away and go to fucking McLaren where he smoked Lando for the first year and then still beat him the second year.
Yeah.
He beat him by 8 points the second year.
Yes, but look at the podiums and look at the qualifying.
And that was, I think, because Lando had some bad luck.
Okay, so he's the only one on the grid who had bad luck?
Carlos is incredibly consistent.
It doesn't matter. People have bad luck. Like, you can't use that as its crutch because I tried to do that and you guys give me shit for that.
So. I think Carlos.
That's another reason I don't like Lando. People make excuses the
most.
For him.
Carlos raced the most laps last year, I think.
I'm not saying he's not consistent, but people make excuses for Lando for some stupid. It's always like, well, but it's not his fault. And I don't get it. Like, he has done nothing to deserve it. And it's because people. Like, I used to like Lando. I was rooting for him to win Russia last year. And I don't know. It just, like, after that, it just something clicked where he's just been a.
I feel like whatever that clicked with me and George is probably what clicked with, like, you and
Lando. I mean, I hate George too. But.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's stupid thing. Just but I definitely don't. Lando's not my favorite driver on the grid. I like him. I think he's good. I think he's a good talent. I don't think he's a future world champion.
No.
But I think he's got the potential to be considered like one of those, like, you know, you see those lists all the time. It's like the greatest drivers never won a world championship. I think he probably can make that list.
I'm not even being a dick here. I think Checo is a better driver than him. I think Bottas is a better driver than him.
No.
I think, yes. Yeah,
maybe early, Bottas maybe good, early, dude. Maybe early. Career I will. Bottas.
I won't
Bottas
argue with
is broken.
I won't argue with you about Checo. I don't know if I agree, but I'm not going to argue it.
Dude, Bottas was great at Williams, even with
Mercedes. Early career. Bottas was great. Mercedes broke him. He's a broken driver,
dude. He looks great this year. Like he just can't
until
race
a Mercedes gets behind him. And
but
he
every
crashes.
Other car, I still think he's a better driver.
I like Bottas. I want to see him do well.
I mean, I think there's an argument to be made. I'm not saying this is true or not, but I think Albon and him are in the same class. Personally, I think Albon might be a little bit better, but I
then Lando
then Norris. Yep.
Nah.
I think Gasly's in the same class too. I think they're all about the same. Personally,
I can see Gasly and Lando being about on the same level. I think Gasly's an underrated driver in a really bad car.
I think they all have relatively the same amount of talent. It's just a matter of
who was
the
other one you were comparing
him
to?
Albon.
Albon? I'm not that high on Albon. I don't know.
I think Albon's a great driver. he just kind of got fucked a little bit and his mental status kind of took a dive towards the beginning. Yeah. But in terms of like pure speed and driving,
yeah, he's ability, mentally weak.
No, not anymore.
Well,
we don't know.
He hasn't had Zach Brown suck in his dick for 2 seasons while I had a bad year. So what do you expect?
All right.
Empty balls.
Honorable mention, least favorite drivers.
Honorable mentions. Yeah. I
think it would be a shame. We brought up Stroll's name a couple times. He's not a good driver. He doesn't check his mirrors. Daddy ball. Only has a drive because his dad owns the team.
Yeah, see, like, I disagree. So
here's
on that,
what here's what cracks me up. Here's what cracks me up. So after he did well at Monza, right? He got like fourth or fifth at Monza, and they're like, "Oh, he's got this track figured it out." It's because there's no turns. It's basically an oval with two chicanes, right? Like. Of course he's good there. Like, you don't have to do anything. You just drive straight, brake, turn, full throttle, touch the brakes, turn, and then it's full speed around Parabolica. Like, of course he's good at that track. He wrecks all the time. Wrecks other people, really, by just turning into them. He's annoying. He's got stupid teeth, needs braces. Probably could use his teeth to be shaved down a little bit.
Fair.
See, but I think I agree he's not a very good driver, but I think he at least earned his spot to have a shot at F1. There's at least three other drivers in the grid that deserve to be out of F1 before he does.
Name names.
Latifi, Tsunoda.
Nah.
And I'm probably going to say Zhou, Guanyu. I don't. Latifi should not be in F1. I know he's the GOAT, and that's blasphemous, but he does not deserve to be in F1 any longer.
I refuse to say a bad word about the GOAT. So
I honestly don't have anything bad to say about Latifi.
What's that?
I said I don't have anything bad really to say about Latifi. No, he kind of just sucks.
Yeah, he sucks. Kind of. He's not like.
But.
There's nothing to say about him. I don't know. I'd like to see other drivers in Formula One. Don't get me wrong. I'm not defending Lance's spot in F1, but I don't think he's the worst.
I think that, honestly, Latifi and Lance are pretty similar. They have both had similar F2 careers, and they both had similar F1 careers.
Didn't Latifi hang around in F2 for forever?
Yeah, Latifi hung around F2 for a couple extra seasons. They've not had similar
was in F2 for like two or three seasons, but I think Lance was in there for, I don't think he was a one and done, was it? Was he this? I think
it was 2 seasons
that Lance Formula was in. Formula 2?
In Formula 2, yeah, I'm looking it up right now. Most researched podcast ever.
But if I remember right, they both came in like,
he skipped Formula 2.
Daddy's money.
Yeah. Yeah. You know who else skipped Formula 2? And Max Verstappen. Max Verstappen also skipped Formula 3, right?
Reportedly, Stroll's father, Lawrence, paid $80 million to Williams prior to his Formula 1 debut.
Right.
Ding, 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 ding,
he bought him a seat.
Hey, Dad, if you're listening to this.
Guess what? He ran Williams into the ground by did, all.
Yeah.
All.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Let's see. So Lance Stroll all time has.
But we're talking about least favorite, not worst.
Yeah.
Least favorite.
Yeah. Good point.
Correct.
Good point.
And Lance is very much on the top of that list. And you guys are going to disagree with this. I'm putting Mick on that list. He's probably number three.
Yeah. You hate Mick for some weird reason.
He's a square.
His head square? Is that what you mean?
No. He's like L7 weenie.
Oh.
He seems kind of like out of it. Like, I don't think he's too bright.
I mean, that's how I feel about Carlos. So I understand.
You might have a point with Carlos, though.
Seriously, I'm just like, did you even
Zeno, did you watch that Ferrari video? Now, I like, where Carlos and Charles were competing to see who could name the word in the other's language. This probably says more about Charles than it does about Carlos, but they were like, rain or whatever. And then, so Carlos had to come up with the French word for rain and Charles had to come up with the Spanish word for rain. And it was like a hopscotch board. Like they moved up a spot and Charles beat him by like 8 points.
Dude, Charles, I think he speaks fluent Spanish.
Yeah, if not close.
Yeah. He speaks fluent Italian, so it's basically the same thing.
Yeah. So he knows.
He can figure it out.
Yeah. But Carlos was like, which I don't blame him. Who wants to learn French?
Yeah, I mean that's the one pass I will give him ever. But no, honorable mention, obviously Carlos for me. And then I'll say it. I think he's a decent driver, but I just don't like Pierre Gasly. I don't know why. I don't really have a reason. When he was at Red Bull, I didn't want him there. And then he got booted out, and I was like, thank fucking God. For no reason whatsoever. And like I even think he's a good dude. I don't get it. It's just like a pure like his vibe.
I like Pierre for a couple of reasons. One is he wears his hat backwards all the time.
That's fair.
I get a lot of respect for guys that do that. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Like his default is just hat backwards.
Yeah.
And you know, the sponsors are like, hey, Pierre, forward hat maybe? And he's like, nah, backwards hat. I'm just going to show off the number 10.
See, that's on the sponsors, though. Like, if you know he's going to do that, you put the sponsor in the back.
Yeah, right.
You figure that shit out, but continue.
His favorite soccer player is Zidane, which is why he wears number 10, which is funny because that guy headbutted a guy.
Yeah,
which is also funny.
Which is the best
in the World Cup final
that I've ever seen in my entire life. I know.
Put a guy on the ground with a headbutt to the chest.
The best part, he's their best PK fucking guy out there. And then, oh, what a World Cup. I loved every second of it.
And then I really like him and Yuki's relationship. It seems like they have one of the best relationships of any teammates.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Lando and Carlos when they were together, but like more silly just because Yuki is Japanese. And he's the second goofball. I don't know. My honorable mention, I've got really one, but I'm going to say two because technically he qualifies because I'm looking at it and he's on the championship order this year. I like Yuki as his personality, but as an F1 driver, I'm not a fan. Doesn't seem to take it very seriously.
No.
Just he doesn't take training seriously, but that's it.
Yeah. And then, you know, who knows how much of that could be played up by the media. He doesn't speak very good English, so he doesn't get a lot of press time. But I don't know. It just something about it. He's in the ultimate driving competition, and he doesn't seem to care, I guess.
Care about driving.
Thing. But Nico Hülkenberg is also my other honorable mention.
I don't like him either.
It's not that I don't like him. I'm tired of hearing about him.
That's why I don't like him.
Does he still have the record of like the most race starts with no podium or something like that?
Yeah, and I'm tired of hearing about how good of a driver he is without a podium. Like, if he was a good fucking driver, he would have got a podium by now with the cars he's had. So go fuck yourself.
Maybe the greatest Drive to Survive moment ever was when the Renault guys were in that school in, I think it was for the Austin Grand Prix, and they like went to the school and the kid was like, just straight up.
They were in the Microsoft store. How many wins do you have? Weren't they in the Microsoft store or something like that?
It was like a 6-year-old or something. Like, how many wins do you have? And he's like, none.
You just see the soul like leave. His soul just left his body. And that was like, I just got bodied on Netflix by a 6-year-old that has no idea what he's doing.
Yeah, it was great. I loved every second of it. He's got stupid hair. I'm not a big fan of the bleach blonde spiky hair.
No.
Anyway,
I want to see him race in something other than Formula One to see if he has talent.
But he's like the Chase Daniels guy, right? He's just made a shitload of money being
shitload
a backup quarterback.
Yeah,
I mean he raced F1 for years, so it wasn't
Chase Daniel started for a couple of years.
But I think he's raced in F1 longer than Chase Daniel started. So
yeah, probably.
Josh McCown, like just
I mean, he was on like Force India back in the day for a long time, maybe Renault for a long time.
He's been on a lot of teams.
He was on the grid for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm tired of hearing about him. I'm tired of seeing people say like, "Bring the Hulk back." It's like, no, dude, no. Why? He's been here for so long, and he's never found success. What makes you think he's been sitting out for 3 years that now he's going to come back? And
didn't Ocon take Perez's seat?
No, Perez took Ocon's seat.
Perez took Ocon's seat.
Wait.
Well, they were driving together.
They were driving together at Force India, and then when Stroll bought the team, they had to kick out one of the drivers, and they kicked him out.
Oh,
and that's Stroll when Ocon went to Mercedes as a test.
Those are reserve driver. Yeah.
Okay.
Because he's in Toto's camp.
Ignore that. I was going to add that to another reason why I hated Ocon. But I'll have to leave that one on the sideline.
Yeah. Another reason why I hate McLaren is they had fucking Checo. Fucked him. They also had K-Mag. Fucked him. Like, they've had so many good drivers.
McLaren had a really bad era where they screwed over a lot of drivers. K-Mag, Checo, theoretically, Fernando. I mean, they basically made Fernando retire.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah. All right.
I don't forget. Honorable mentions. Nor do I forgive.
Honorable mentions out of the way now. Do we want to move on? It's funny, though.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say we've been going for what, like an hour?
Yeah, an hour.
You want to keep going?
Yeah, do you want to go on our president?
I'm great at talking shit.
Our F1 president for a day?
We're just burning all of our content in one episode. All right, let's do it, Cole. You're FIA president. So should we lay out some ground rules?
Sure.
I think the ground rules are there are no ground rules.
There are no ground rules. I agree.
Yep. You're F1 president for a day. You have total autonomy. Everything you do gets implemented.
Yep.
For at least one Grand Prix.
One Grand Prix. Okay. I actually have three that are fairly serious. So we've been talking a lot of shit. So rather than talk, no, y'all feel free to talk shit, but I've been talking a lot of shit this episode. So
I never talk shit.
I think mine are fairly
facts and logic.
Fairly quick, but we'll find out.
Facts only.
My first one is you're required to run every tire every race. So you have to run three tires.
That'd be fun.
In every race, all three.
So every race is a two-stopper?
Every race is at least a two-stopper. So you could run more if you wanted to, but
have three.
Yeah, but I'm saying you could stop for two sets. You could make it a three-stopper and put on two softs if you wanted to. I don't know why you would do that, but if that was supposedly the quick thing, and with that, I would bring back refueling. I like the fuel strategy thing. I don't like seeing cars try to save tires,
pass
save
on
fuel.
Track.
It just like when you start seeing that, like everybody's lifting and coasting, trying to save their tires, trying to save their fuel to conserve to the end. It's fucking boring. We're getting away from that a little bit now, but
spray the car and the driver with water like they do in IndyCar?
Yeah. I just want to be that guy. Except I'd be, if I was F1, I would go find like Super Soaker and get them to sponsor the series.
That'd be dope.
And rather than a little dinky like spray nozzle, everybody would have like the biggest, most badass bazooka Super Soaker on the
That'd
planet.
That'd be amazing.
And spray him as he leaves. It'd be great. My other one is which has to do with DRS, and I wouldn't get rid of DRS, but I would do almost like how IndyCar has like a push to pass or an overtake button, where like I don't like DRS being used only if it's you're one second or less behind the person, and then like give everybody like 80 seconds of DRS. You can use it whenever you want on the straights, and you can use it to defend, you can use it to attack, whatever. You get 80 seconds of DRS per race, and
level. I like that. But small variation, I think Karun Chandhok was talking about this. You get like 20 DRS uses.
Yeah, maybe it's something like that. Yeah.
Right? Like you can open your flap 20 times or something in the course of a race.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Whether it's seconds
which
or
which I think would be
or
fun. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then my last one is that I would do it. I would I don't even know how this would be possible, but I would assume it is. I would throw out the entire rule book, and I would stop restricting parts and drawing boxes and all that kind of shit around, like, your wing has to fit in this and have certain convexes, and I would figure out a way to measure. Because right now what drives me crazy is they're restricting parts to try to affect, like, a result of that part. Like, they're trying to affect the downwash or the turbulence of a car by restricting the wing size. The turbulence of the car is a measurable effect. So just have an effect, like, measure the turbulence rather than restricting the parts, because then you'd start seeing all kinds of crazy part designs and free up the engineers to just have cars that look wildly different from each other. So that's my other one. It would be like, would measure, I don't know how to say it the best way, but like measure the effect, not the part, when it comes to the regulations. Because I'm tired of hearing about all like the, and it gets back to this whole thing we've talked about before around like spirit of the regulations. Stop talking about spirit of the regulations, just fucking regulate what you want to regulate rather than restricting teams to, you know, designing a rear wing that's in a certain box and then yelling at them, getting mad at them, changing the rules when it has an effect that you don't like, even though that effect isn't written into the rule. If that makes sense.
Yeah. I'm generally in favor of less regulations.
Yeah. So those are my
thoughts. You should also be able to spy on other teams.
Yes.
Like, if you can get someone hired on another team for your organization and they can work their way up enough, basically like a
undercover espionage. Cop.
Yeah.
Is that one of your rules, Frisk? No. You're up. No.
I'm up? Okay.
I like the espionage
rule. I have so many.
We'll pick three.
All right. My first one is an F2 champions car team.
I've talked about this before.
I like that. Yeah. I'm really into this idea. There's a team funded by all of the other teams. You get the F2 champion from the previous year gets a seat, and the one from 2 years ago gets a seat. So basically you have 2 years in that car to either find a home somewhere else or get lost. And then that avoids the situation where you have F2 champions sitting around with nowhere to drive and they're in freaking Formula E wasting away.
So who,
and we get to see,
who designs the cars?
They're their own team. So they have their own staff and everything. They design their own car. Okay. But the funding comes from the other teams.
Gotcha. Okay.
Everybody's got to pitch in whatever. $50 million. Okay. Only 5 guys over the wall for a pit stop.
Yeah.
NASCAR style?
Yeah. So the way I have this in my head is you get... let's see.
Only five?
Yeah. I was thinking about giving them 6, but I think 5 is better.
I think the front wing, the rear, that's 2.
No. See, no.
See, do you do GT style jacks?
All right. So I'll be less.
You do NASCAR jacks then.
You two can guys figure for out
jack man.
Well, you can do whatever works best for you, but one of the 5 has to be the lollipop guy.
Jesus Christ.
No more green light, red light. You just have to have a lollipop guy and 4 guys working on the car.
I like it.
Whether you want to do 2 jackmen, 2 tire guys, or 1 jackman, 1 tire guy per side, it's up to you. Doesn't matter. But you got to have a lollipop guy. That's a job that's been obsoleted that needs to come back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
like, totally. Oh. Your only job is to flip the sign. It's great.
I almost had one of mine where it was going to be like the total opposite of that. Nobody over the pit. And it had to be like an automated machine that did it all. It's just like, let's see how fast an automatic machine can.
I also like the idea of that we kind of touched on, that like the driver has to carry a spare tire on the back of their car.
Yes.
Like the Tour de France style.
Yeah.
Where the other driver has to, the other, like the number 2 driver has to come up and give you a tire in the race and you both have to change it. That'd be fun too. But 4 guys working on the car and a lollipop guy. And then my third one, which I'm pretty excited about, and I don't think anybody will ever disagree with this. But British drivers are taxed, I'm going to say 0.3 seconds in their qualifying pace at Silverstone.
Just a Silverstone?
I don't like taxes. We can look at expanding it other places.
But I do like this.
But I think that negates some of the homerism and home field advantage.
Yeah.
Plus, it would just be funny to watch them all complain.
Yeah. I like
that's fair.
But British people are too high and mighty. You know, they're like, you know, tax the rich here. You know, yeah. They're supposedly the best. So we got to take them down a notch.
I like it.
Those are three.
Yeah. You know, and I started with just the Brits, but I wouldn't be opposed to everybody, you know, because you get 10 extra horsepower at your home race.
Obviously.
So at your home race, you should be taxed like 0.2 seconds, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm thinking. So like, you know, Ferrari gets taxed at Monza. So, and you could do it teams or drivers, right? It depends on who you are. I don't know.
I like it.
But something to counteract that. Yeah, I'd be into that. It's like, oh, and Lewis Hamilton's on pole. Oh, no way. He was only 1 point, you know, he's 1900s ahead of of Max, so he gets dropped a second. That would be fun. Just watch
what about the Max. What about Max getting dropped to like fourth at Zandvoort, however you say that.
Maybe would he be Holland or Spox? He's kind of both.
I would let the he's teams.
Not, yeah, but I mean,
Spox is really his home race. Yes,
I would let the team pick where they took their tax, but it has to be related to your team at some point, right? So obviously Mercedes could take it to Britain, but Max could pay his tax at Austria because it's the Red Bull Ring. Yeah. Or he could take it in Spa, or he could take it in Zandvoort. You know, not a total dictator. I'll give you some freedom of choice. I think that's important in this world.
Good for you. You're a nice guy.
Yeah. I'm not an evil dictator. I like to think I'm benevolent. Okay.
My turn. All right, my first one, and it's only happened a few times, but I can't stand this whole, like, you have to save 1 kilo of fuel for the end of the race. Fuck it. I don't care what you put in your car. Whatever it makes to go fast is legal to me. So there are no fuel regulations. It's fucking drive. And I don't care if you have a drop of fuel left in your car after the very end. If you win, you win. So that'd be my first rule.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm good. Coast across the line.
Fuck yeah, dude. It's great.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely stupid. If there's fuel left in the tank, burn it.
Yeah, like, nah. So,
yeah. Also, liters a lot. That's like,
yeah.
It's like a lap, right?
Probably.
I have no idea.
Right, I'm thinking they get, I don't know, what's the liter to gallon conversion?
3.2, right?
Is it 3.2?
Is that how it works?
What's the urinal say?
I think I'm just thinking like a gallon of milk is more than a 2 liter bottle of Coke.
I think it's like 2.2. Or is that pounds?
It's 2.6. No, 1 liter is 2.6 gallons. We want 1 gallon. 3.7. I always think 3.2.
So a liter. So you're telling me that a 2 liter bottle of Coke has more liquid than a gallon of milk?
I'm saying 1 gallon equals 3.78 liters.
Oh, no. Okay. So I'm right. Okay, good. I had it backwards. Okay. Yeah. So these cars get, like 4 miles of the gallon?
Man. Something like that.
Yeah. So like a liter of fluid is maybe half a lap.
Yeah.
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 Silly.
I'm down.
Rule numero dos. Fuck this whole track limits bullshit. Just go. There is no track limits. You can do whatever the fuck you want. Even at like France, you want to do some crazy shit, you do some crazy shit. That's up to you.
So
now, hold on.
Okay.
I'm going to put some barriers in the way, but you're welcome to try to drive around. That's on you. That's
so Mario Kart.
If you're gonna say so you'd put, you would just either put like gravel or whatever up to the edge of the wall. Track.
Yeah. I'd do something. But yeah, none of this whole like you drove over.
What about a pond?
I'd do ponds. I'm okay with ponds.
That would be cool, I think.
Now if somebody drowned, it's not on me. That's your own fault. You should have a life jacket.
What do they say? You can drown in like 6 inches of water.
Yeah,
so I believe 5-inch deep ponds.
If not,
if a fish if a fish can swim in it,
you can drown.
Your frat boy can drown in it.
Yeah,
but yeah, I don't. I hate this whole bullshit where it's like an inch over and it's stupid. Like once again, I just want to race. Like I don't care if you go faster by going over the line. Then I want to see you go over the line because I want to see you go faster. It's kind of my mentality.
Well, you should just watch oval racing then, boy.
No.
Because that's basically what that would be.
No, I still want to see no him turns. Turn right. I still want to see him turn. I just don't care about the line.
Have you ever heard of NASCAR?
No.
I vehemently disagree. Okay, continue.
And my last one, and may I don't think it'll be controversial with you, but from F1 as a whole, is your nation is only allowed to have one driver on the grid.
Ooh. How do you decide who the driver is?
It's not my problem. Whoever's out there, I don't know. It's not my problem. It's
like,
the team's problem.
What if each country had to, like, if there's multiple drivers up for seats, you have to do rock, paper, scissors?
It's not my problem.
Or race off.
No, if, let's say Lewis Hamilton's right. Lewis Hamilton's on Mercedes. And if McLaren wanted to bring up Lando, can't until Lewis is gone. So, sorry.
That seems specifically anti-British.
It's very much so anti-British. It's the only country. Well, I guess France. Well, no.
Spain. Spain's got two.
Good. Get fucking Carlos off the grid.
Hey, what do you? Okay, so you're okay if they speak the same language, just can't be from the same country.
They all speak English, so yeah.
Well, I mean, first language.
Yeah. I don't
care. So wait. So there's two. There's two. Actually, this year there's technically three Germans because Nico. Two Germans. Two Spanish.
Yeah. Mick got the waves turn.
Yeah, I'm down with that. We get rid of Mick.
We can figure out. We can figure out a way to where. I mean, the teams are basically already nationalized anyway. Like McLaren could be the Brits. You know, Mercedes can be the Germans. We could figure that part out. No big deal. But
it's like a World Cup.
Yeah, like you get one driver for your fucking
Every four seasons, we've got a World Cup. We've got a World Cup match where it's national versus. Nationalities that'd be
maybe cool. And maybe there's like some type of like qualifying for your nation's seat, that's what we'll call it, to get there. Like there's some like there's the stupid British like the French was the Renault, like GP Renault or whatever it is. It's like that for like your individual country. IndyCar can be the US's. That's all the fuck we do. We pick the best one, you go over to the F1, you have some fun.
I
think that'd be cool. I'm sick and tired of watching the Brits. And yes, it's very much pointed to the Brits. So
we do.
I want to see what we're talking. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
Let's see. When we're talking about nationalities, I want to see less races in Europe.
Whoa. Blasphemy! Blasphemy!
There's not enough.
F1 like, is European.
There's like what is it like? Almost half of the calendar is in an area the size of Texas, essentially, and they bitch about having to drive like. Like they're all within like 9 hours driving of like the Central Europe, or like a center point, where like we're multiple hour flights away.
Yeah, that's how they can afford to have so many
one race weekends. One race per time zone. It's all.
Ooh,
well,
I like that.
Ooh, now would you do 24 races? Are there any time zones with no countries?
There's got to be.
There's gonna
be
some race,
in the middle of the Pacific. There's gonna be a Hawaiian Grand Prix. There'll probably be one on like Guam.
That'd be pretty dope.
Alaskan Grand Prix, maybe. I don't
Put
know.
One on an aircraft carrier. That'd be fun.
That'd be, like Mario Kart, just like zip around the outside, go up the elevator.
That's great. Did you guys have any other ones that didn't make your final three?
No, I only made three.
No, my last one was less European races. That was my honorable mention.
My other one was going to be that Ferrari is always on pole, but I figured you guys wouldn't like that.
So if you did one per time zone, that would eliminate half the calendar.
Really?
Jeez. Yeah, because well, GMT, three GMT plus one has Spain, France, Monaco, both Italian races, Denmark.
Hey, it's all Europe.
Yeah.
All of Europe is in this.
Except for Spain.
Except for
Spain, because they're still on Nazi time.
Yeah. Whoa!
It's true. It's true. You can woe it, but that's why. That's a good point. Spain and Germany are in the same time zone.
Yep.
It's funny that you mentioned that Ferrari would be all in poles, you know, because one of the rules that I was going to implement but didn't make the cut is first thing I'm doing is stripping away the Ferrari international assistance.
Yes.
And that $70 million that they get just for signing up for a Grand Prix in 1951 goes away.
It's weird because I believe
and gets distributed evenly among the
McLaren
people.
Was around a few years after that. They
not
till
the mid-60s.
Okay, a few years.
And they also said. Don't get $70 million.
Because they left. Because they're fucking quitters.
I don't think they left.
That's, why, that's
not,
the only
Ferrari
reason
should not
why
be getting paid by every other team, essentially, to be able to be in the series. They don't contribute that much to the series.
They contribute everything.
I don't want to bring this up right now.
Why? You don't like get me angry?
Yeah, I don't
you
really
can say it. I won't get angry, I promise. I promise. I'm tired. I won't get angry.
Considering how long they've been in Formula One,
garbage.
Ferrari is like historically underachieving.
Massively. Maybe in the history of F1, the most underperforming team for
they've had like 15. They've had like 15 good years in 71.
Did you forget about Michael Schumacher or Schumacher?
Yeah, so that's like 8 of the good years.
Yeah.
Did you forget about Fernando? They didn't win a championship, but they were good years.
No. Kimmy? You don't care about champions.
Okay, Kimmy.
He said you weren't going to get angry.
I'm not angry. Do I really sound angry?
Well, he said 15 good years.
I said 15 good years.
So you're saying only the championship years are good years is what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
Considering. So who's your favorite team again?
Red Bull.
Who's your real favorite team again?
Red Bull.
You're not your favorite driver, your favorite team.
Red Bull is my favorite team.
That's such a bullshit lie. It's such a lie.
It's not a lie.
You're just like Max.
You have boxed me in to a McLaren corner that I never intended to be in. All right, but you have forced me to defend them.
Forced you
with your unrealistic takes. I like
they're
McLaren.
Not unrealistic. They're like facts. I don't facts only.
I like McLaren. The first car I remember like being like excited about was McLaren F1. But
there you go.
I love Red Bull.
You love Max.
I love Christian Horner.
You love Max.
I love the hell out of Helmut Marko.
You would. You can't even say that with a straight face.
I do. Exactly. I do. Who among us turns on the TV Saturday morning to the outdoor channel and watches Red Bull cliff diving? Me. I
That's
love Red
to
Bull.
Do with Formula One.
Sure as hell does. Sure as hell does.
Okay, so I watched Red Bull fucking Rampage.
Did you watch Felix? Did you watch Felix Bumgarner jump from the stratosphere?
I did. Oh,
I love Red Bull.
I watched that. I also watched the cliff diving. I watched their mountain biking all the time.
Uh-huh.
Like, does that mean I'm a Red Bull fan?
If you choose to be. Yeah.
What?
I'm just saying. I love everything Red Bull does. Travis Pastrana. It's my favorite fucking motocross guy.
Are you a Leipzig fan?
Huh?
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 Are you a Leipzig fan?
No.
Why not?
I don't know who that is.
It's Red Bull Leipzig. Leipzig. There's Jesus Christ, dude. They're a German football team.
That yeah, I don't care about European soccer.
Yeah, I don't
either. That's like one of their
the fucking boxcar derby that you were sending us the videos of.
Dude, good. We're gonna by the way, we need to this is a little bit off topic, but the Red Bull Derby is totally it's coming to Raleigh and we have to apply, I think, by the end of the month.
You send in the application, dude.
Yeah, I'll do that. I know Zana's down.
Oh, I'm in. Would and you I fly will... back for that risk?
100%. I would burn all 4 weeks of vacation that I have
to build it
to help you guys build the car.
That's right. You do love Red Bull, so.
Yep.
I drink Red Bull vodka on the regularly.
On the regularly.
Red Bull vodka is the reason that I got kicked out of the Rose Bowl twice. For the same Rose Bowl, by the way.
Hold on. Can I make one statement to that? Do you really know that for a fact?
No, but I
yeah, have. That's what I thought. Because of the Red Bull vodkas.
Yeah, but based on what everybody has told me I said on the phone at the time.
Allegedly.
I got kicked out of the stadium twice.
Allegedly.
I remember being kicked out of the stadium once.
I remember.
Funnily enough, the second time.
I remember the phone calls that I got from you that I won't say about right now. There's no way you were remembering, buddy. That's all I'm going to say.
No, I remember. All right, we don't have to talk about that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Shout out Urban Meyer's last game as a Buckeye. I still haven't been back to the Rose Bowl. I'm scared they're going to have my picture up, like not letting me in. Anyway, I think, are we done?
I think we're done. Yeah, I think we're done.
Thanks for listening.
Officially graduated off of F1 into random topics of the night. So thanks, everybody, for joining us, as always. Follow us on Twitter. We have more viewers on the podcast than we do Twitter followers, which means some of you out there aren't following directions. We also have more listeners on the podcast than we have reviews, and we consistently ask for reviews, so it's homework time, bitches. Let's go.
Can we do shout-outs? Do you want to do shout-outs? You want to shout-out any people? Zeno, shout-out some people.
Why do I got to shout-out people?
Well, I don't
want
to do shout outs.
I'll give a shout out to a long term.
Shout out to Securus. I really don't want to say that. I'd rather not say that.
You didn't have to say your company name.
Yep.
No, I'd rather not. I don't want to fucking call people out that I work with. I mean, they're all good dudes, obviously, but.
We're not doing call outs. We're doing shout outs.
Same fucking thing, dude. Yeah.
Like, hey, shout out Cole's dad, our number one
shout
fan.
Shout out to Kato, Cole's dad from the 704. El Charlotte.
I'd like to shout out the Freeman family.
To who?
The Freeman family. Who always listens.
Thank
Andy
you,
and his two sons.
Thanks, Andy.
All three in the same house. Listen to it on their individual Spotify accounts.
How old
so we get three
how
views.
Old are his kids?
High school. I think one graduated
I've been
high
saying
school.
Some shit.
He's gonna listen to this and I'm gonna get a text message.
I gotta tone it down. I didn't know we had children listening to this shit.
It's tagged with explicit, it's fine.
Yeah, he knows what he's getting into. He's also
Italian.
anytime that I bring something up, I probably heard it from Andy, and he gets mad at me every time I don't say his name. So, friend of the pod,
friend of the pod, cite your sources.
All right,
everybody. Well, we'll be back next week with a race preview. Go to Spa. Maybe the last time we ever go to Spa. Probably not, but there's a chance.
Dun, dun, dun.
It'll be a fun race.
Sad.
Peace out, everybody. Have a good weekend.